turn to the book of Luke, chapter 10. And I want to share a message with you this morning to admonish you to choose stillness rather than being overly involved in all the activities of life. One of the simplest things to do in this life is pray. It's so easy. I mean, you can actually lay down. You can lay down and you just talk to God. But nevertheless, it's one of the biggest challenges in our lives because our lives move at a supersonic speed. I mean, we're hustling and bustling all the time, and it's very difficult for us to just come aside and be still. You know, one of the scriptures says, be still and know that I am God. Now, notice the sequence. Be still. It means first just still yourself. Just stop the hustle and bustle. And from that posture, you can begin to think on the goodness of God, and you come to the understanding that He is God. He has everything in control. How many's ever had a situation in your life and you launched into action and tried to fix it yourself? All of us have. I'll raise my other hand for the rest of you. All of us have. But God is saying, just be still. See the salvation of the Lord that I will show you this day. The day that we learn how to just simply be still. I want to speak from the book of Luke chapter 10, and I want to share a story about two sisters by the name of Martha and Mary. They had a brother by the name of Lazarus. And many of us know this story. Lazarus died while Jesus was out of town. And they sent word to Jesus, and he didn't hustle back. He didn't run back. He finished what he was doing. And it was like the fourth day later before he got back to Bethany. But prior to that event, Jesus used to go to Bethany, and he would stay while he was in town. He would stay at the house of Martha with her siblings, Mary and Lazarus. And we see in Luke chapter 10, beginning with verse 38, it says, now it came to pass as they entered into a certain village, and a certain woman by the name of Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for the engrafted word this morning that's able to save our souls. I ask you, Lord, that you would use this vessel, help me to become transparent, that your word might speak directly to the hearts and the lives of your people. Now, Father, as we receive an offering today, I'd ask you that you bless those lives here in the worship room, those that give across the online experience. Lord, bless every family, every soul, Lord, that helps in support of the expansion of the kingdom of God. We ask it all in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. Amen and amen. Now, the three siblings, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, they all lived in what is believed to be Martha's house. It's believed that Martha was the oldest of the siblings because she invited Jesus into her house, not their house, her house. And whenever you see their names in Scripture, Martha is married first, or is named first, which is odd because usually the man would be named first, but in this case of this family, Martha is named first. And it says she invited them into her house, and it says Mary, the younger sister, if she was younger, she sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was much cumbered about. And the idea here is that Jesus was in the house. Of course, all his disciples were there. And so Martha was very busy making dinner, making sure the house was clean. Everything was prepared, cooking the dinner for these men that had been welcomed into their house. And Mary just sat there at the feet of Jesus as he was no doubt teaching. Every time he opened his mouth, he was teaching. And she just sat there And the scripture says she heard his word. She heard his word. But her sister, Martha, she was much cumbered. The word cumbered means anxious. She was busy in herself trying to make sure that everything was okay. Now, if you could draw this picture in your mind, Jesus is over there. They didn't have separate rooms in those days. It was really one room. He's over here teaching, and she's working in the kitchen area. And she can hear what he's saying, but not really paying attention. Whereas Mary sat there. She has pushed everything out of her attention, and she's sitting there. She has learned to be still, and she's just listening intently to every word that he says. And many times you and I, we can have this where we kind of hear God's word, but we're not really focused on it. And here's how you can know. When you go to church on Sunday, put an event in your phone on Tuesday, so that Tuesday it reminds you to ask yourself, what was the sermon about? If you can't remember, it's because you didn't hear it. You just had vibrations on your ears. You know, I was thinking about this. Charlie Brown had a little friend in his little cartoon called Pigpen. Anybody remember Pigpen? And whenever you saw Pigpen on the cartoon, he always had just a bundle of dust all around him. It was just a cloud of dust. And some of us, we come in with the mentality of Pigpen, where we just got a cloud of dust going on inside of our minds, and we never stop to really focus on what the word is presenting for our lives. Because we're much cumbered, we're anxious, our minds are still busy from the week before or the week that we're going into. And there comes a time in every Christian's life where we have to learn to be still. To just be still and know that he is God. If he is God, there's nothing happening on the planet that's more important than the precious words that come from his mouth. Mary, which sat at the feet of Jesus, and she heard his word. Now, this word heard, when you look it up in the Greek, it is the synonym for this word is to understand. It means she's listening with the mindset of, I want to understand what he's saying. And as we go through this, you'll find out she understood perfectly what he was saying. And what's amazing is that both of these sisters, they have the same genetics. They're not like from two different cultures. They grew up together. They're from the same room. They have the same experiences. Nevertheless, one of them is able to take God's word and learn from it. The other one just hears it, but never really learns anything. That's an amazing, and across all of Christianity, this is true. You're in one of those two camps. Where you learn, you hear things, but you learn it extremely slow, not because you're dim, but because you're not really listening. It's just vibrating on your eardrums. And every once in a while, something might trickle down your ear into your heart. Just every once in a while. Whereas other people come and their ears and their hearts are wide open and they seem to just take off in their Christian experience. So Mary sat at his feet and heard, that is to understand his word, but Martha was distracted. That's what cumbered means. She was anxious and distracted by other things, mainly serving. And came to Jesus and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? I mean, I'm over here, I'm hustling, I'm busy doing all of this stuff, and she's just sitting there. It's an amazing thing that people that don't have a high regard for the word of God in terms of opening up and allowing it to teach them, they don't understand people who do. What a waste of time that is. You know, my wife and I, we used to go to church on Sunday. We were in church probably, I don't know, probably 6 to 8 hours. We went to morning church, then we went to evening church. And when it got good, sometimes we could be in church 3-4 hours. It's quiet. And most of it was preaching. It wasn't worship. The man was preaching, and we just sat there and we just ate it up. We just consumed it. But now we can't hardly come to church every week. Ouch. And it's because we don't have a high regard for the importance of God's word, and our lives are in a total mess. Things are upside down in our lives, and we never really connect the dots to realize it's because the word is not a high enough priority. I'm not learning what I need to be learning, because when you learn it, your life begins to conform. She said, "Do you not care, my sister? She left me. She ain't doing nothing." In fact, she was doing more than Martha. She was sitting there understanding the word. And she said to Jesus, "Bid her therefore that she come and help me." In other words, what she was asking Jesus to do is break her focus. She's too focused on what you're saying. Take some of my distraction and put it upon her so she's distracted like I am. And could you do that for me, Jesus? Verse 41, and Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art anxious, careful, and troubled, disturbed about many things, but one thing is needful." The idea is that he was saying there's one thing that is required for growth in regards to the things of God. For spiritual growth, one thing is required, and it's that you understand this book. That is it. But let's be honest. Most of us don't even spend any time reading it, and even less time studying it. I'm not here to beat you up this morning. I'm here to tell you, be still. You know, our lives are just running. I got to touch this. Hold it. I got to go do this. Hold on, y'all. I got to go back here and do this. And we're just running to and fro. And we never stop and just be still and sit at the feet of Jesus Christ and let him speak into our lives. Very little do we do that. I tried to estimate as I was standing there in worship just now about how much time do I spend in the Bible in a week. Just in a week. And I had to start thinking, well, usually I prepare for Sunday. I'm here I get here about 4:30. A.M. And so there's a couple hours there. Then on Wednesday, I'm usually here 2 to 3 hours early. There's another 3 hours. And then when I'm in my truck driving around town or driving out of town, wherever I'm at in my truck, I never listen to music. I'm only listening to commentaries and the scripture. And when I go to sleep at night, my wife turns on the scriptures. We listen to it all night long. And when I'm sitting at my desk, at the house, I take a break. I'm either writing a commentary, which requires study. I had to think somewhere between 5 and 15 hours a week, I study. And you know what? I need to spend more time with God. I need to get closer to God. It's not enough. It's not enough. Jesus said to her, he said, "But one thing is needful. Mary hath chosen that good part." And here's what he said, "It shall not be taken away from her." Once you set your heart that I'm going to pursue the Lord will protect you. He'll protect you so that time is etched out. That's your time with him. But you have to want it. It's a struggle. Just coming into church. Isn't it sometimes a struggle to get your mind off of everything else? Just clear the slate just so you can focus on what's going on. Sometimes that can be an issue for us. But much more so when we're at home and we have all of the creature comforts. We have the TV here and we have the music there. And, you know, we have our tablets and our cell phones. And my God, there's a lot going on. I just don't have time. And that's indicative of the way that Martha conducted her life. But Mary, she sat at the feet of Jesus and she just focused on that word. Saints, I cannot tell you, if you're not a student of this word, I can't express to you what you're missing. It's beyond words. I have a study life. I have a strong study life. And as all study lives, sometimes it's 15 hours a week. Sometimes it's only 5. And you know why it's only 5 and not 15? Because I get busy doing other stuff. And it doesn't have to be sin. Almost everything I do is about the church. I work constantly on the church. Sometimes I get so busy working on the church that I don't spend enough time with the Lord. So I'm preaching to myself just like I'm preaching to you this morning, that we have to learn daily to be still, find ourselves alone with God, and allow the Holy Spirit to just give us something real that can sustain us in troubled times. Jesus said, no, Martha, Mary has chosen the good part. What you're doing is just doing. But she got the good part, and I'm not taking that away from her. And if you and I build our time alone with God, be it in prayer and study and just the reading of the scripture or whatever spiritual capacity it is, he will make sure that's not taken away from you if you will set your heart. You'll take it away from yourself. Flesh does not enjoy study. It doesn't. If you're not used to studying, your flesh will put you to sleep like in 2 minutes. You just pick up the Bible and just turn the page. You have to condition yourself. And here's the trick. This is the best trick. Get up early in the morning. I don't have to get up at 4:15. I'm the boss. I'm the boss here. I'm the top of the food chain of Christ Unveiled. I work directly for Jesus, and he doesn't keep hours. So if I want to stay in bed till 10 a.m., I could do that. But I don't. I get up early. So I have time. I'm not tired. I'm not sleepy, that I can just spend time with the Lord. So we see then in this opening passage that Mary's sitting at the feet of Jesus. Martha is much cumbered about. The disciples are right there in the room. The disciples, the 12, they're right there. They're listening to everything that Mary listened to. But Mary was listening to understand. And so it was about a year later that her brother Lazarus died. Of course, Jesus was out of town when this occurred. Finally, he got word. He came back to town. And there's an interaction. Martha goes out first, then Mary goes out. And I want to take a good look at this in the book of John, chapter 11. Jesus has just, he hasn't even gotten in town yet. He's still out of town a little bit, but word has gotten around that Jesus is coming back to Bethany. And verse 20 says this, John 11, 20, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. But Mary sat still in the house. Martha launched into action. You know, one of the things all of us have to battle is we can become active too soon. Now, what it says is that she just heard this. She just heard that Jesus was coming. She just heard it. But she is becoming active based on any voice. Based on anything that says, she launches into action. Whereas Mary has at least already begun to understand, just be still. He's God. He don't really need your help. He just needs you to just be still and know that he is God. So she launches into action as soon. The scripture said, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him. But Mary, she sat still in the house. Verse 23. Jesus said to Martha when she got there, "Thy brother shall rise again, Martha. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" Now listen closely to what Jesus is saying. "I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Now, Martha, do you believe that? Martha said to him, "Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." That's not what Jesus just said. Because she was cumbered about earlier, she learned nothing. She had no understanding, and she lacked an ability to clearly hear what the master was saying. And this is what happens to Christians that are always cumbered about, anxious, always distracted with something else. You don't develop the ear to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. He said, I'm the resurrection. I'm here right now. Here I am. She said, yeah, over in the last day. I believe you're the Christ, and I think something's going to happen down around the way. And he said, no, I'm right here right now. Told her plainly. But she wasn't able to hear it. And we have Christians now that cannot hear with their ear. She said, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Everything she said was wrong. From the time she opened her mouth going out to meet Jesus, every single thing she said was wrong. None of it was right. But in verse 28, it says, and when she went her way, and when she had said so, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the master has come and he's calling for you. As soon as Mary heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now, here's what I need you to see. Martha listened to anything, any word. But it wasn't until Mary sat still until she heard the master is calling for you, and she responded to that voice. See, when you don't spend time with God, you respond to any political voice, any cultural voice, any societal voice, the voice of your flesh. You respond to anything. But when you've learned the master's voice and that he is God, you're not so quick to respond to the externals. You listen to that still, small voice. No, he's not in the earthquake. He's not in the storm and the lightning. It's a still, small voice that the inner man is able to pick up. And so you may say, well, I don't have that. How do I get that? Spend some time in your New Testament. Stay out of the book of Revelation unless you're with us on the Bible study. Stay in the Gospels, the book of Romans, Galatians, the epistles. And just read them, and little by little, that inner voice, you'll begin to hear. Something will happen, and you'll hear that voice on the inside begin to bring them scriptures back to your mind. So Martha, as she had always done, she ran straight out at the sound of any voice, while Mary had learned to just be still. And she did not move until she heard the voice of the master, and then she went out to meet Jesus Christ. Now, it was about 1 month after this situation, after this scenario played out, that Jesus was ready to be crucified. He was close to the time that he would give his life for the world. John chapter 12, verse 3, he's in the house again. The disciples are there. Martha's there. Lazarus is there, who had been raised from the dead. And it says, then took Mary, now this is the same Mary, a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. Now, it says it was very costly. In today's money, it would be about $10,000. A bottle of perfume, about $10,000. This family was well-to-do. That's how they could support Jesus' ministry. And she brought it out. You got to catch this. You got to catch what's going on in this room. You've got at least 13 men in the room with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus there. And Mary feels compelled to make a scene and bust the ointment and anoint Jesus with this oil, fill the whole house with the smell. And then this woman gets down and takes her beautiful hair and washes his feet. What is it that she knew? What could make a woman do that? You wouldn't do that. If my hair was long enough, I wouldn't do that. But yes, she takes her hair. It lets you know that she learned something sitting at the feet of Jesus. Even the disciples didn't know this. Judas made the biggest fuss, but all of the disciples said, why is this waste? Meaning that they did not understand what Mary had come to understand, and they had walked with the Master 3.5 years, but she sat at his feet to try to come to an understanding. He had told them many times, the Son of Man will go to Jerusalem and be abused and be offered up on the and the third day would rise again, but they heard it, but they didn't hear it. But Mary fully understood. Saints, there is strength. Stop the hustle and bustle. Make room for Jesus. Push some things back. I mean, have you ever noticed that life just encroaches in on you? It's like, man, get back off of me. You know, it's almost like Martin used to say, you're all up in here. Back up. Give me some room to fellowship with the Master. She wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then said one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? You're always going to have somebody, when you come to an understanding of who he is and have a strong relationship with him, there's always going to be somebody else that criticizes that. Of course there is. The devil wouldn't be a good devil if he wasn't a bad devil. And so there's always someone going to be critical of the person who has a dedication. I so much appreciate my wife. I've been dedicated most of my salvation. She's never gotten in the way of it. She's always promoted it. If I get up in the middle of the night, leave her in bed, and I leave the house at 4:00 in the morning, she doesn't have to worry about it. She knows where I'm at. I've come to the house of the Lord. And if you're not going to be dedicated, if you're not going to seek God's face, don't get in the way of somebody else. Let them, if you just say, hey, pray for me, pray for me when you go. Judas, he said, hey, this could have been sold for 300 pence and given to the poor. This, he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, concerning Mary, whose hair now is full of ointment, who publicly in front of these 13 men has washed the Master's feet with her hair. Jesus says concerning her, leave her alone. Listen, God will always protect you if you're walking with him. Leave her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. Now, again, none of the disciples, although they had heard it, they didn't even realize Jesus was right at the door of his own death. They didn't even realize it. But notice what Jesus said. Leave her alone, against the day of my burying hath she kept this. Now, it was maybe just 1 month ago, Mary buried her brother. But she wouldn't use that ointment on him, because she was saving it for Jesus. Do you see that? Isn't that beautiful? Her own blood brother, she used something lesser to anoint him. This is for the Master. She could have this mindset because she sat at his feet and she learned something. She learned how to be still, to just be still and learn who he is. I've had over the past, I don't know, maybe close to 2 years now, just a burning on the inside. I read a little book by A.W. Tozer. If you get a chance to get this book, it's wonderful. It costs like $3. It's The Knowledge of the Holy. It lit my whole head up. I had no idea who he was. I had served him for decades and didn't realize who he was. And man, that put a hunger inside of me. That I thank God for church. I thank God that he's called me to be a pastor and that I'm able to serve him. I thank God for all of that. But I would give it all away today if I could just know him. If I could just know him. He's far beyond anything that our brain can even grasp. If once you begin to know him, who he is, the bigness of God, the perfection of God, the absoluteness of God. all of a sudden, everything dwindles in comparison. Six Flags just doesn't hold any glory at all. I don't want to go to Dubai. I don't want to go see the Dallas Cowboys. I hear they're not doing well. But I don't want to see any of them. I just don't care about them. I want to learn how to get closer to Jesus. And as Moses said many, many thousands of years ago, Lord, show me your glory. Show me who you are. Praise God. Saints, learn to be still. Our lives move fast. You have to resist the course of this world. You have to anchor in and say, listen, I'm not gonna flip and flop like the rest of the world. I'm going to come aside and find myself alone with God. And I'm going to sit at his feet with a heartbeat that I want to know. I want to know. Would you bow your heads, please, all over the room this morning? Father, our hearts are so hungry for you. And Lord, the course of this world, how fast the world is moving, how fast technology has us now storming. We're running to and fro. Our lives are on a merry-go-round. Father, we ask you today that you'd help us to hear that voice from heaven, to get off the merry-go-round, to slow our lives down, to get away from the technology and all of the things that distract us, and to just hear your word, Lord, to allow your Holy Spirit to speak as you have always spoken and never stopped. Help us to move away from the Martha mentality, from the pigpen mentality, and help us to learn to be still and know that you are God. Come on, would you stand to your feet all over the room this morning? I don't know where you're at in your life. I don't have to know. But just begin to reach out and say, God, I want to come closer to you. I want to come closer. I'm finding myself too busy, too often, too many days. Lord, I'm not in your word. I'm not into the things of God. And Father, I ask you that you would just lift me up higher. Help me to not be so distracted. Help me to find myself alone with you. Help me to seek you in your word. Come on, reach out to the Lord yourself. He hears your cry. If that's in your heart, you just reach out to the Lord right now. Tell him, Lord, I want more of what I've heard today. I'm hungry for you. Lord, it's not between me and the pastor. It's between me and you. It's between me and you. And God, I come right now and I ask you that you'd help me. Draw me, Lord. Draw me.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Lincoln, for that. You know, it's often, sometimes, it's not that we're too busy. It could be that we're too lazy. I know that I myself am guilty of that. The TV has become like that monster that just takes up a lot of our time. And it's not just that, it's just not wanting to get up and do anything just when you get home from work. But we've got to get out of that. And I'll tell myself, I can hear him saying, get up, go get in my word. I have something to tell you. And every time I do, he has something to tell me. And I just start praising him. I'm like, thank you for that, God. Thank you for that. And so I've told myself to get more into his word. And I'm glad that I do. I listen to him when he say, come up and study. We thank you this morning for coming out. And we thank those of you who are online and that joined us. Hope that you really enjoyed the sermon. I know I did. And I have just a very few announcements. If you haven't had a chance to give yet, would you please do so and help us in uplifting the kingdom of God? And our next prayer set is October the 19th at 10 a.m. here. And Friday was movie night. And if you got a chance to make it, I heard that it was great. Christ Unveiled thanks you for coming out to see the movie. And thank those of you who served and helped out after the movie. I'm just going to give a real short prayer and I'm going to dismiss. Heavenly Father, I just pray that you would just help us to get into your word. Find time. Stop being so busy. Stop being so lazy. And help us to get up and go and pray that we will be able to hear what you're going to tell us when we start to study your word. And when we dig into it, God, just tell us what it is that you're trying to show us. And you will do that for us. And you will guide us and lead us in the way that we should be going. And I pray that this week that we will find time to do just that. I pray this in Jesus' most precious and holy name. Amen. Amen. You're dismissed.